1970. May 1970, Chapter 1. "He's allergic to bees," Nora told the teacher, watching Paul run across the new grass of the playground. He climbed to the top of the slide, sat for a moment with his short white sleeves flapping in the wind, and then sailed down, springing up with delight as he hit the ground. The azaleas were in dense bloom, and the air warm as skin hummed with insects, birds. "His father's allergic, too. It's very serious."
"Don't worry," Miss Throckmorton replied. "We'll take good care of him."
Miss Throckmorton was young, just out of school, dark-haired and wiry and enthusiastic. She wore a full skirt and sturdy flat sandals, and her eyes never left the groups of children playing on the field. She seemed steady, competent, focused, and kind. Still, Nora did not completely trust her to know what she was doing.
"He picked up a bee," she persisted. "A dead bee, I mean, one that was just lying on the windowsill. Seconds later, he was swelling up like a balloon."
"Don't worry, Mrs. Henry,"
Miss Throckmorton repeated a bit less patiently. She was already moving off, her clear voice calming like a bell to help a little girl with sand in her eyes. Nora lingered in the new spring sun, watching Paul. He was playing tag, his cheeks flushed, running with his arms straight down by his sides. He'd slept that way, too, as an infant. His hair was dark, but otherwise he looked like Nora, people said, with the same bone structure and fair coloring. She saw herself in him, it was true, and David was there, too, in the shape of Paul's jaw, the curve of his ears, the way he liked to stand with his arms folded, listening to the teacher. But mostly, Paul was simply himself. He loved music and hummed made-up songs all day long. Though he was only 6, he'd already sung solos at school, stepping forward with an innocence and confidence that astonished Nora, his sweet voice rising in the auditorium as clear and melodic as water in a stream. Now he paused to squat beside another little boy who was skimming leaves from the dark water of a puddle with a stick. His right knee was skinned, the band-aid pulling off. Sunlight glinted in his short dark hair. Nora watched him, serious and utterly absorbed in his task, overcome by the simple fact of his existence. Paul, her son, here in the world.
"Nora Henry, just the person I wanted to see."
She turned to see Kay Marshall, dressed in slim pink pants and a cream and pink sweater, gold leather flats and glimmering gold earrings. She was pushing her newborn in an antique wicker carriage, while Elizabeth, her oldest, walked by her side. Elizabeth, born a week after Paul, in the sudden spring that had followed that strange and sudden snow. She was dressed this morning in pink dotted Swiss and white patent leather shoes. Impatiently, she pulled away from Kay and ran off across the playground to the swings.
"It's such a pretty day," Kay said, watching her go. "How are you, Nora?"
"I'm fine," Nora said, resisting the impulse to touch her hair, acutely aware of her plain white blouse and blue skirt, her lack of jewelry. No matter when or where Nora saw her, Kay Marshall was always like this, calm and cool, coordinated to the last detail, her children perfectly dressed and well-behaved. Kay was the sort of mother Nora had always imagined that she herself would be, handling every situation with a relaxed and instinctive calm. Nora admired her, and she envied her, too. Sometimes she even caught herself thinking that if she could be more like Kay, more serene and secure, her marriage might improve. She and David might be happier.
"I'm fine,"
she repeated, looking at the baby, who gazed up at her with wide, inquisitive eyes.
"Look how big Angela is getting."
Impulsively, Nora leaned down and picked up the baby, Kay's second daughter, dressed in frothy pink to match her sister. She was light and warm in Nora's arms, patting at Nora's cheeks with her small hands, laughing. Nora felt a rush of pleasure, remembering the way Paul had felt at this age, his scent of soap and milk, his soft skin. She glanced across the playground. He was running again, playing tag. Now that he was in school, he had his own life.